Welcome to the Space News Weekly Brief, where we bring you the latest updates, groundbreaking developments, and key insights shaping the future of space exploration and technology. I'm your host, AI Michelle, and this is a Magic Pod production by Podcast AI. Here are our top stories today. First, if Mars samples contain life, can we detect it? Second, NASA and SpaceX proceed with Crew 10 launch for Friday. Third, a NASA scientist explains the upcoming total lunar eclipse, calling it an amazing celestial treat. Fourth, NASA is still trying to squeeze some life from a doomed lunar orbiter. For our first story today, let's dive into a fascinating topic that's both thrilling and crucial for the future of space exploration: the detection of life in Martian samples. NASA's Perseverance rover, which has been diligently exploring the surface of Mars, took two drill core samples from a rock nicknamed Rochette back in September 2021. These samples, along with others that may be collected in the future, are planned to be returned to Earth within the next decade. However, the big question looming over these plans is how we can be sure that these samples don't host Martian microbes. While the notion of alien life reaching Earth has been a staple of science fiction, with stories like Invasion of the Body Snatchers and The Thing capturing our imaginations, the reality of potentially bringing Martian microbes to Earth is something scientists take very seriously. That's why a team of researchers is developing stringent techniques to meticulously scan these samples and determine if they contain any living organisms. A recent study led by Yohei Suzuki, an associate professor from the University of Tokyo, presents a groundbreaking method for detecting life in Martian samples. This research employs a technique known as optical photothermal infrared spectroscopy, or OPTIR. This non-destructive method provides a high spatial resolution, allowing scientists to identify living tissue without damaging the precious samples. Suzuki and his team have demonstrated that OPTIR can detect microbial life in basalt, a type of rock common to both Earth and Mars. Their research showed that this technique successfully identified microbial cells in 100 million-year-old basalt samples from Earth, and they believe it can do the same for Martian samples. The implications of this research are profound. By using OPTIR, scientists can ensure that any Martian samples returned to Earth are analyzed with extreme precision, minimizing the risk of overlooking microbial life. This method makes the Mars sample return protocols rock solid, as Suzuki puts it, and could potentially answer one of the greatest questions in science: is there life on Mars? In mission updates today, NASA and SpaceX are moving forward with the launch of the Crew 10 mission to the International Space Station. Scheduled for Friday, March 14th at 7:03 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, the launch will take place from Launch Complex 39A at the Kennedy Space Center in Cape Canaveral, Florida. This mission will carry a crew of four astronauts to the space station, marking another significant milestone in NASA's commercial crew program. The Crew 10 mission is particularly noteworthy as it marks the return trip for American astronauts Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams, who have been aboard the International Space Station for 9 months. This launch not only facilitates their return, but also continues the collaboration between NASA and SpaceX in advancing human spaceflight capabilities. As the countdown to Friday continues, both NASA and SpaceX are conducting final preparations to ensure a successful launch. This includes meticulous checks of the Falcon 9 rocket and Crew Dragon spacecraft, as well as thorough reviews of weather conditions to secure an optimal launch window. We're in for a celestial show this week, with a total lunar eclipse set to grace the night sky. Scheduled for the evening of March 13th into the early hours of March 14th, this event is often referred to as a blood moon due to the reddish hue the moon takes on during the eclipse. Dr. Noah Petro, a scientist from NASA, explained this phenomenon in a recent interview. He described how the alignment of the moon, Earth, and sun results in the Earth's shadow being cast onto the moon. The red glow we see is actually a projection of all the sunrises and sunsets on Earth onto the lunar surface. This creates a mesmerizing effect that stargazers won't want to miss. NASA's current missions around and on the Moon are also preparing to observe this event. A spacecraft orbiting the Moon, which relies on solar power, will enter a low-power mode as it moves into Earth's shadow. Meanwhile, the Blue Ghost Mission 1, operating on the Moon's surface, will attempt to capture images of both the Moon and Earth during the eclipse. This dual observation effort highlights the significance of this celestial event for both scientists and enthusiasts alike. In today's research segment, we're focusing on NASA's ongoing efforts to salvage the Lunar Trailblazer, a satellite that was meant to study the Moon's water resources. Launched on February 26th aboard a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket, the Lunar Trailblazer's mission was to enter lunar orbit and gather critical data about water on the Moon. However, the spacecraft encountered power system issues shortly after deployment, leading to a loss of communication the very next day. Despite these setbacks, NASA is not ready to abandon the Lunar Trailblazer. The agency has been tirelessly working to re-establish contact with the satellite for nearly 2 weeks. According to NASA, telemetry data and ground-based radar observations suggest that the spacecraft is in a low-power state, spinning slowly, and might realign its solar panels to receive more sunlight, potentially reviving communication capabilities. NASA's Deep Space Network, along with various volunteer ground-based radio stations, continues to send commands to the satellite, hoping to catch a signal. The mission team is also analyzing initial data to understand the spacecraft's current orientation and is testing recovery options using ground-based simulations. Lunar Trailblazer is part of NASA's Small Innovative Missions for Planetary Exploration, or SIMPLEX, program. These missions are designed to be low-cost and high-risk, with a budget cap of $55 million. However, due to unforeseen challenges, the costs for Lunar Trailblazer have reached $94 million. Despite the budget overruns, NASA remains committed to the mission's scientific potential. Nikki Fox, Associate Administrator of the Science Mission Directorate at NASA, emphasized the agency's dedication to high-risk, high-reward missions like Lunar Trailblazer. She expressed confidence in the team's ability to potentially restore the satellite, highlighting NASA's innovative spirit and resilience in the face of adversity. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time.